Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome, everybody. Today, we're very excited about some of the things that are happening at Rosina this year so far. And one of the most exciting things is what is behind us. Our brand new addition to our meatball facility, which will push us into the next level of production opportunity in Western New York. And some of the things that we're most excited about is the opportunity that this is presenting for many, many people, not only within our organization, but those that will be new to our organization. Okay, so.
Well, we can ask you some questions along the way. Let's get your name first.
Okay. Russell A. Carigliano, okay. President and CEO.
So, Russell, why do you need to expand?
We need to expand because the business is very, very robust across the United States, Canada, and internationally for Rosina. So we are pushing forward in a lot of new markets, maintaining our current markets, and believe that that opportunity will continue to come if we can be that company that is responsive, efficient, and deliver consistent quality.
150 people, how's it going?
It's going well. What I'd like to do is I'd like to have Christy, who is our Vice President of Human Resources, talk a little bit about our recruiting efforts.
Yes, great. So far recruiting efforts are going well, but we're ready to make the push to get us ready to be in production by the end of the year. So we're looking forward to adding 150 new associates to our family. And we have a lot of great opportunities, great roles within our operations departments, with our maintenance. We also have warehouse associate opportunities. We have machine operators, sanitation, QA, many opportunities, and we have the opportunity on shifts as well. We have three shifts, so we have schedules that'll fit for anyone's family, and we have a wonderful, inclusive organization, and we hope we have individuals come and join our family.
You're looking for people with experience, entry level, that type of thing. Who are you looking for?
Yeah, we have entry level positions available, and then we're also looking for those who have experience in machine operator positions. But we do have all levels. If you go to our website at Rosina Careers, rosina.com/careers, you can see what's required for each position, but we have opportunities for entry level up through experienced associates.
Can you talk a little bit about the expansion happening behind you, and so gonna be on time for starting production by the end of 2025?
Yeah, I can take that, yes. The expansion that you see behind us is about a 24-month project from its inception to what you see now. Our goal is to have it operational by December 15th of 2025. So we are about 40% of the way complete, but our plant management has told us that we will be ready to go by 12/15.
What will this expansion provide for the company and for the plant here?
Yes, this expansion will provide an additional 50 million pounds of meatball capacity. The current facility, which is running right now, is producing about 50 million pounds annually. So this will be what we refer to as a 100 million pound site.
That's a lot of meat.
No new products coming out of this expansion, just increasing volume for your current products?
Yes, this is more of the same, but we are going to be continue to do what we do really well.
And talk about, I guess, the motivation behind this growth that you're looking to hire more people. Was it just based on need? Was it based on something within the company that you were looking to hire more people from Western New York to come work for you? What was behind it all?
Well, first of all, we have a magnificent sales force throughout the United States, Canada, and internationally. Mm-hmm. And the opportunities that they have brought to the organization have been just amazing. And we really need to step up to the plate and meet that demand. And without this expansion, we would not be able to meet that demand.
Finding new spots that are like specific, like putting them in bars, is there something that's opening up for you guys?
Yeah, well, we do business in what we call the consumer packaged business, retail. Locally here, we have Wegmans, Tops, things like that. And then we're also in the food service arena, which your local restaurant or your local pizzeria, some huge chains throughout the country we do business with. And then we also have an ingredients business where we sell products to those that are producing items, like, for example, lasagna. We would make the meat filling for them. And then, of course, I mentioned our international division, which does all those things internationally. I'd also like to introduce some people into our picture here. You know, this is Beth, who is our plant manager of our pasta and entree operation across the way, and Tim Petturi, who is our plant manager of the building you see behind us. So he's our 100 million pound site manager. Would you guys like to say anything?
So, you know, Beth and I are pretty excited here to add a lot of jobs, you know, to the Western New York community. It's a great thing right now. You know, some places are slowing down production, some places are shutting down. Here at Rosina, you know, we have unprecedented growth. So the opportunity for people to come in here, not just have a job, but have a career, be able to grow with the company. Anybody out there right now that's looking for a job, really, please check us out. State-of-the-art facility being built behind you there, and Rosina continues to kind of be positioned to continue to grow even beyond this. So anybody that's currently looking, anybody that has experience in manufacturing, even if you don't, we will train. We have a fantastic training program here. We have what's called Rosina University, which is a training center and training department that's dedicated to getting people up to speed. And again, just continuing to help them and develop them and be successful.
Is your name and spell it?
Yeah, Tim Petturi, T-I-M-P-I-T-I-R-R-I. Plant manager, protein.
So the 150 jobs, that's just for this plant expansion, correct?
Correct.
So we know there's another expansion happening at the pasta and entree. So can you maybe give us an update on that project and how many more jobs you're going to need for that?
Right. Right now there is a pasta and entree expansion. We're considering it not underway right now, but it's up for review in terms of when we will actually do it. Right now, the plant management, along with our senior leadership team, is looking at what we need, how we would do it. Do we need to build building? Do we just need to reconfigure our current facility? So those things are all going on right now. So we are planning on pulling the trigger on that within the next 8 to 12 months. Okay.
Altogether, how many people do you employ?
Currently we employ 650 associates. So we're looking to add, you know, we'll be around 800, 850 associates when we're ready to be in production.
Have you had any bites on the Cheektowaga facility? I know that's been kind of up for sale for a little bit since you moved your new headquarters. Any bites on that?
Well, yes, we have a lot of bites. There are several individuals from the Canadian market that have been looking at it. And there are several individuals throughout the country that have inquired about it. We don't have any firm offers on the building, but it's a great facility. It's just that we outgrew it. You know, it didn't meet the need for Rosina today. But somebody's going to wind up with a gem. You know, I'd also like to let you know, part of the success behind Rosina is our culinary strengths. And we have Brian Muscarella, who is our corporate chef, and he leads a team of culinary individuals that do an amazing job developing products to meet specific needs for the customer. And then also here we have Kevin Huff. Tim mentioned Rosina University. Kevin Huff is our trainer over at Rosina University. And he does a wonderful job bringing people from walking in the door to entering the factory floor. And then once you're on the factory floor, there's additional development that helps you become promotable throughout the organization. So it's a really exciting entity, and we're happy to have Kevin here. So
maybe this is a question for you then. 150 jobs in 60 days, that's a lot of people to hire. It's a lot of people to onboard. Tell me about kind of what that process is gonna look like. I mean, this kind of seems like a pretty aggressive push in a labor market that probably hasn't been the same since COVID. So can you talk a little bit about, like, is this doable?
Oh, absolutely. It's all about, you know, getting to the grassroots of trying to hire people. So, you know, a lot of people are out of work. So what we're doing is we're doing the homework. We're going to, you know, we're having what I like to call a fast food open house interview session next Friday from 12 to 4 over at 170 French Road. So it's just about getting our name out there and then just going beyond social media, LinkedIn, and those things. It's, you know, getting to the grassroots of recruiting and hiring people.
Chef, it's just meatballs.
Sure. Yeah, people say that it's just meatballs, but, you know, we produce many different flavors, from Italian to chicken, an Angus beef. So, you know, you could really dress them up and beyond the spaghetti and meatball and marinara style. You know, my team, we do a lot of exploration with flavor, Asian, Mexican, also, you know, my job is, you know, we manage a database of recipes that you can find on rosinarecipes.com that goes out and helps support the consumer, our retail team, and our food service team as well. So my job is pretty fun. I get to, you know, play with all the meatballs that we make here that are great and tasty. And, you know, we know the people love them out there in the around the country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.